Meditation is to relearn your natural relaxed state of being. And nowhere is it so easy and effortless as in satsang, where you can just drop in to the pool of silence, of trust, of love, of consciousness, like a raindrop falling into the ocean. You disappear. You become the whole ocean. Just relax. Let go. Allow yourself to expand. To lose your boundaries. To become vast. With no limits. Resting into this moment, beloved, can you please talk about why it makes me feel more silent when I'm moving my body with awareness, like dancing, qigong, or zen walk, than when I sit in vipassana? Are these just the two parts, love and meditation? Yours always, Taliba. Many times I remind you that sitting silently, doing nothing, it comes last. Because when you sit silently, doing nothing, if you don't, then of course, escape in your mind or falling asleep. You will have to face everything when you sit. But your consciousness has to be very clear to do that. Otherwise, it will be too much. So it will escape either into sleep or into daydreaming, into the mind. And that is why you feel more silent, more easy when you're moving your body with awareness, like dancing, qigong or zen walk. That's why they found out these techniques like tai chi and zen walk. Dancing is something else because you can lose yourself in the dance. But Zen walking or Tai Chi or Qigong or any movements from that tradition of Tao, of Zen, of the Buddhist, that is the part of meditation, that is the part of awareness. Then you practice that by moving your body, because you are used to being in the body. And if you move the body, how can you then fall asleep? So it's a trick to not fall asleep. Your consciousness is not so strong that it stays alert, awake, totally in the moment, just sitting. Okay, then move. And move more and more slow. Because slowness is very tiring for the mind. The mind is quick. It likes everything that is quick. The more slow, the more terrible. The more frustrating. And sitting, the most frustrating. That's why nobody can sit. Because the mind cannot run away. It has no outlet. It's like a pressure cooker. So all these techniques, beautiful techniques, you can practice to be in the moment. And that's why in Tai Chi, in Qigong, in Zen walking, they start from the very beginning. Be aware of your posture. Be relaxed, let go of your shoulders, be aware of your breath, be aware of your feet, be aware of your eyes. Trying to bring awareness into every part of your body, your breathing, your posture. And being aware of these things, and all these things is happening in the moment when you walk. When you breathe, when you move, then you have to be in the moment. So it's a trick to be in the moment and stay alert. Even that people find very difficult in the beginning. Tai Chi is very frustrating for most people. It's too slow. And it takes a long time to be conscious in the moment. And many people do the Tai Chi forms, the Qigong forms perfectly form-like, but there is no awareness. It's the awareness that makes the whole difference. Then it doesn't matter what you do. But it's much easier to practice these things. That's why from the very beginning, you should be aware. Just simple things. Just be aware of your walking, like Zen walk. Walking relaxed, like the Buddha says. Like any Buddha will say. Like the Taoists say, walk slow and you won't stumble. Why you won't stumble? Because you are aware. You're aware where you're walking. This is very difficult if you move very quick. If you do movements very quick. That's why in the martial arts also, in karate, in kung fu, in all the different kung fu styles, in tai chi, they mostly start with energetic exercises, fast exercises, fast movements. Because when you're young, you don't have that awareness. You have energy, but you have no awareness. Then you see, when they become more mature, then an old tai chi master and qigong master, a kung fu master, a karate master. But then he knows about the energy, he knows about the ki, the chi. And that is the whole key. How you move. Then a little movement, a little bit, can be much more effective than a whole big movement. And that is the same in every parts of life. It becomes more and more quality instead of quantity. It becomes more precise. It becomes more beautiful. You don't leak out any unnecessary energy. Be that in movements, in talking, in looking, in using any of your energies. You use your energies for what is needed, for what you really want to be involved with, for what you really want to be close to, what you really want to serve, what you really want to work with. Then you have a lot of energy. You are not used to it. You are used to wasting your energy, and that's why you're confused. That's why it's difficult to start slowing down, because there's so much that is still moving inside you. What I call the homework is just to drop the past in whatever way is possible. So you free yourself of that burden of the mind, of the habits, so you can become more and more available to the moment. Then a different journey starts, a journey of awareness. First you have to find that. It's impossible to find awareness, it's impossible to find clarity if you are fogged. It's impossible to find grace if you are ungraceful, if you are confused. It's impossible to find love, peace, if you're in the middle of the war zone. First be aware of what you do in your life, how you live your life, be responsible. Go to peaceful places. If you want to learn about peace, about love, go to those who knows about it. But I understand, because I've been doing a lot of dancing and martial arts and qigong and tai chi and these beautiful techniques. But dancing, especially in the West, belongs to a different category. In the East, is also more with awareness. In the West, is more unconscious. very good to move the anasi. But you can use it also like a catharsis. In the East is long training, just like the martial arts, just like Tai Chi, just like Karate, just like Kung Fu. You have to study. In India, in Thailand, in China, in Japan, beautiful dances, but you have to practice. Every movement of the hand, of the finger, of the eyes, of the feet means something. That is awareness. That takes practice. You can't be anywhere else than in the movement. And it's beautiful. And if you then get tapped into that awareness, then every movement is exquisite. Because you are present in it. They have movements in India, in Thailand, in temple dances. That is fantastic. If you know something, what they do, what they want to show with the expressions, with the movements, with just the fingers, it's just far out to look at. Otherwise, it looks very strange. You have to be a meditator to understand it. That is lost in the West. It's not art. No people, they dance just a restless, sexual, restless energy. It's good, because at least you spend it, but it's not graceful. It's definitely not conscious. It's a totally different dimension. So that's why, can you please talk about why it makes me feel more silent when I'm moving my body with awareness, like dancing, qigong, zen walk, than when I sit in vipassana? Because it's on the way there. And you practice awareness. When awareness is enough, then you can sit. And after that, when it really becomes integrated, then it's with you in everything. That is how it works. I remember I used so much to do all these different techniques, and it put me into such a nice space. But then I realized at the moment that now I'm in that space, why do anything? My habit was to do things. I couldn't really accept it in the beginning because I was so used to enjoying moving. But then it didn't go away. No matter what I did or not did, then I became very lazy. Then, slowly, it became the other way. It became very, very difficult to move. Before, it was difficult to sit. No, it was difficult. So, either way you see it, it's difficult. Or either way you see it, it's easy. Who cares? Take your pick. Then it took me many, many years to try practicing to move again. It was a strange situation. I was thinking, I'm too young to just lay on the sofa. But it's so nice. So just be true to yourself. Whatever is easy, if it's easier to just do sand walk, qigong, tai chi, dancing, then do that. And we are different people, different types of people. That's why I have all different techniques available, because for some people, sitting feels more natural. And for some people, it's more new, more difficult. Or for some people, totally new. It's like fear itself, just to sit, is so unknown. So it all depends. But I want you to be used to everything, because life is multidimensional. So you should move gracefully and you should sit gracefully. That is the two sides, action and no action. And when you start being so aware that you can sit or lay down anywhere, it's very beautiful. Are these just two parts, love and meditation? No, that is only one part, it's only meditation. This is the part of meditation. The part of meditation is awareness. But remember, whatever part, when you come to the top of the mountain, is no more parts. And again, that's why I want you to play with different sides. Because you should know both. There is no conflict in them. It's just that for some people, if it's very difficult, then use active meditation. If it's very easy, then use more meditative, slow meditation. If it is in between, use in between meditation with both. Be flexible, but only you can feel it out. What you feel you can do that works and gives you peace, gives you insights, gives you lightness, a lightness of being, then you know it's the right thing. This is not two parts, this is meditation, the path of awareness. Generally speaking, the path of awareness or meditation, it's gradual, because you have to practice awareness. You have to become more and more aware, more and more conscious of yourself on all levels, of your habits. You have to change the negative into the positive. That is the whole part of awareness. You have to transform yourself. With the light of awareness, you can start transforming yourself. And only by the light of awareness, only by consciousness, can you start transforming yourself. Otherwise, if there's no awareness, no transformation is possible. So first you have to have insights, and then start building on these insights, so you change yourself. Then one day you have changed everything from the negative to the positive. Then real meditation starts, because reality is beyond negative and positive, is beyond dualities. But first, all you can do is to change from negative to positive. All your bad things into positive things. Your sorrow into joy. That you can do. The next step is beyond you. That is grace. That happens when you have done your homework and you just sit. Because it's beyond, it's nothing to do with you. No, you are available. On the part of love, there is no technique. Love itself is technique. That's why I say it's the most natural, because everybody has this, and if you get touched by it, the beginning is the end. Yes, you have to get used to it more and more. In a way, you have to drown more and more. That is the only technique. You have to get more and more wet. You have to get more and more soaked. You have to get more and more drunk. You have to get more and more available. You have to be more and more conscious that this is why you are there. So the habits, the mind will still be there, and you still have to hold on to remember that. And how come love is no technique? No, how can it be technique? Because if you love, then you love. And love is only now. So it is in the moment. It is what awareness wants to be in the moment. Love can only be now. So that means it can only function in spontaneity, in innocence. All these qualities that is needed. And it's no difference from awareness. You also have to be in the now. You also have to be more and more spontaneous. But if it's really love, and in that love you can really trust, you have no defenses up, then that happens spontaneously. Then you allow yourself to be naked as such, nothing in between, because you trust, you love, you are available. Then what more to do then? It's not that the negative is good. It's beyond that. You're just there. Sarasvati, do you remember when I wrote to you about Babylonia after I had been in two satsang in Birakera? Remind me. Babylonia.
She said she was back in the Babylonia when she was Babylon. She called Babylon Babylonia.
Aha, yeah. She's also from Belo Horizonte. You read my letter and said that until that moment I hadn't chosen my path. You know, Babylonia, it was a very ancient civilization, no? But it's gone now. It's gone. You can't keep that Babylonia with you. After that, I lived with a happy family, and even though I saw a lot of joy, I remained with the fear of leaving behind the false security I had in my work as a university teacher. I still have a long way to trail, so that I truly believe that I can choose my path to be fully happy. Now I had the courage to drastically reduce my working hours at the university, and from December on I will be free from this work that doesn't make me happy. That is beautiful, Basma. You know, if university teacher makes you happy, then good. But if it doesn't make you happy, no good. It doesn't matter what it is. You should follow happiness, what makes you happy. Huh? That is the courage I'm talking about. And many of you, you find yourself suddenly in situations that you don't know how you got there. And then you come to satsang and I remind you, hey, look. And maybe for the first time in your life you start looking. Then you are surprised. Oh my God, I'm not happy. Then it's just your heart, your own intelligence, who's telling you, no, change then. You're a free woman, Basma. You can do whatever you want. Of course, be intelligent. See if you need money and all this. Yeah? You have to use your intelligence also. Everybody needs money in this world. And now I also have the opportunity to start singing again. I started recording my CD, and on the same day I got worried in how to pay to produce it. I received a gift from existence. A non-governmental organization offered to record and produce the CDs. You never believed me in the beginning. Everybody is afraid. You have to see that you are worthy to get some help from existence, no? That's always the test. You see, no, you even somebody pays for your CD. You are children of existence. If you accept that more and more, how can existence not take care of you then? Don't you think that your own mama doesn't take care of you? She loves you. That's what mamas can't do anything else. Even if you're a naughty child, they love you. And if you become a good child, they love you even more then. Then you are happy, and mama is happy, everybody's happy. That's how it is. Existence is showing me that I can choose my path. And I learned that with you and with the family. Thank you again for this immense love and learning. Thank you for listening and seeing that it works. This is how trust grows in you, how strength grows in you. I am a little shy, but I would like to feel your hand on my head once again. That love I felt brought me peace. My sad smile has been transforming itself into Basma smile. This is just the beginning, Basma. I will be able to be more free to participate in the retreats and to make my music as my work with love eternally, Basma. Very good. Go for it, babe. Dear beloved Master, thank you so much for letting me return to Dharma Mountain. It was the only right thing to do. It feels like I have been standing on the riverside for a long time, watching, doing many things. And now suddenly I'm out, floating in the river again. It takes me up and down and turns me all around in all kinds of new directions. Sometimes I'm filled with happiness and creativity. Then suddenly out of nowhere I'm completely down, heavy, headache all over, without a single drop of energy. And then, poof, comes peace and balance, and I'm completely safe and energized. And then out of nowhere, it feels like the ego or something fills me up from the inside like a balloon and tells me that I'm too much. It is all popping up from nowhere and surprises me all the time. The other night I had a dream. I found myself in my dad's office. It was filled with frustrated, pale, important business people. Ooh, nightmare. Moving around in circles. That's exactly what important business people are doing. They're moving around in circles, looking very busy. Suddenly, I realized it was also a fancy cruise ship. And in between the stressed business people, these cruise ship people were looking for a party, gambling, drinking, dancing, smoking, and no one seemed to listen to one another. Well, in this is no different between the dream and reality. This is how it is for these people. It was a complete chaos, and it all seemed so fake. In the middle of this, behind a curtain in the corner, a stranger held a ceremony for Sanya's names. And suddenly I was next. Thank God it was a curtain in between at least. And she was stressing me because I had to come up with a name, but I couldn't think of anything. It was so frustrating. They had crossed out Ina, and the curtain kept on falling down, and the corner was too small. Then I woke up. Beloved Master, the dream made me realize that I'm really longing for Sanya's name. I know you have already given me so much, but it feels like this cannot be given to me by anyone else than you. Please, please, whenever you think I'm ready, will this be possible? You are above everything. You are great. I love you, Ina. Ina, you had to come back. Very good. It's good now. You used the opportunity when it's happening. It is possible. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Just wait? That's no good. And like you said, it feels like I've been standing on the riverside for a long, long time, watching, doing my things. Yes, that's true. You have been standing there for a long time. Very long time. But it's not new for you either, but now it's time to jump in the river again. And see where the river will take you. That's exciting. Much more fun than any cruise ship. Very alive and thrilling. Very good. Most people, they just stand by the side, doing their own things. Beloveds, well, I want to share more with you. One day during satsang, something happened. I don't know quite what, because I never experienced such a thing before. I just melted. Everything was changed. And everything was the same. It got quiet. Chest and belly opened. Spine straightened. The mind was gone. Things were clear. And I was totally drunk. If this is what happens being around you, all the work and all the efforts have definitely not been in vain. Yesterday, however, the mind was back, mind fogging, and I felt stuck as ever. What to do? Can you please comment? Yes, go on, go on, go on. Today, during dynamic, I melted again. Oh, so good. I am forever grateful for your loving kindness, love, Vibhura. So it happened now. That's very good, Vibhura. That's what I'm saying, it can happen to anybody. And it always happens as a surprise. I don't know quite what, because I never experienced such a thing before. I just melted. Everything was changed. And everything was the same. That's exactly how it is. Everything changed, but everything is the same. It just has totally new colors on it. Because you are present. I got quiet. Chest and belly open, spine straightened, the mind was gone, things were clear. And I was totally drunk. This is the meeting of the opposites. You were totally clear, but totally drunk. It goes beyond language. But there is something that is beyond language. Something that is undivided, totally clear and totally drunk. If this is what happens being around you, all the work and effort has definitely not been in vain. Yes, this is what's happening around me. Welcome to the pub. And now you have opened something, so it's easier for it to happen. Yesterday, however, the mind was back, mind-fucking, and I felt stuck as ever. What to do? What to do? Nothing to do. What can the poor mind do? It has to freak out. It has to come back. Vibhuta, what are you doing? You're disappearing from me. I used to be in control your whole life. And you were gone. Yesterday, you were gone. What is happening? The mind itself is getting worried. It has to come back. And it has been with you for a long, long, long time. So the habit is to come back. It's nothing to do. Just go on. And that's what you say. Today, during dynamic, I melted again. Oh, so good. I am forever grateful for your loving kindness. Yes. This is my cruise liner. We go cruising together. Exploring new territories. Everything is provided. We can see strange sights and cultures and exotic people. And maybe never before has there been such a luxury liner of the heart and soul where you can just step on and it can happen to anybody. People have gone through a lot to get these experiences. Here they happen very easy. Very good, Vibhuta, and go on with the strawberries.